Let's remember the last major agreement that Khartoum signed. This was Nafi Ali Nafi on June 28th, agreeing to work for a ceasefire with the SPLA North in Blue Nile and South Kordofan. 3 days later, Omar Bashir declares that meant nothing, that agreement. We're going to continue our cleansing operation in the Nuba Mountains. This is nothing more than an effort to give the African Union a fig leaf, something that can show them to be other than completely hopeless, which in fact they are.
One of the African Union mediators in this crisis says that neither party is ready to go to war. However, you believe that there is the possibility of a third civil war in Sudan.
The African Union mediator there has got no idea what he's talking about. The bellicose language coming from Khartoum, the confidential reports that have come to me, the reports that have been issued for months now about the military sway over the political process in Khartoum are such that when 2 weeks ago Omar Bashir told senior officers to be prepared for all-out war with the South, he meant it. There's absolutely no indication that if Khartoum believes they can seize the southern oil fields and hold them, that they will forbear. There is nothing in this agreement that will occasion such forbearance.
It's not unusual for Omar al-Bashir to cancel agreements once they've been signed, and this agreement actually provides the possibility for it to be terminated within 60 days.
It's terminated the moment that the National Islamic Front, National Congress Party in Khartoum, decides that it's no longer in their interest to pretend to be abiding by it. If they decided tomorrow that the military moment was right, they were going to war, they would go to war tomorrow.
Negotiations over the issue of oil are continuing. Oil isn't actually mentioned in this agreement anywhere. Neither is the issue of Abyei. They've just said that they will meet further on this issue.
Khartoum is going to insist on regarding that the negotiators at the South regard the military seizure of Abyei last May as a fait accompli. This has been done. It's over with. The references are always to Abyei as part of the North, always having been part of the North. There's absolutely no indication that Abyei is up for negotiation. The South, on the other hand, feels very strongly that the military seizure of Abyei was wrong, violated the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, violated the 2009 ruling by the Permanent Court of Arbitration, and they will not accept it, as Khartoum is trying to impose it as a fait accompli. Khartoum will do everything it can to keep the issue squarely on oil and try and represent this as a negotiating position in which both sides have equal moral and political and diplomatic standing, which is not the case. The African Union has always taken the easy way, always tried to create a moral equivalence in negotiating situations. And Khartoum has always been willing to take that kind of equivalence to the bank. It serves their purposes perfectly. And the African Union, after years of involvement in Sudan, still hasn't figured out that basic maneuver.